The average sales price for a single-family home in Juneau was nearly $510,000 in 2023, which makes it the second year in a row that Juneau has had the most expensive average in Alaska. Brian Holst is the executive director of the Juneau Economic Development Council. He says that doesn't surprise him.
It is not good for the working folk of Juneau, but it isn't a big surprise because Juneau housing costs have historically been high, and so I'm not surprised to see us near the top or at the top.
Rents are high too. Juneau ranked fifth in the state for the highest average rental costs for a two-bedroom at nearly $1,600 a month. That's a 5% increase from the year before. Other necessities are costing more too. According to the study, which comes out annually, Juneau's cost for things like healthcare and groceries are similar to places like Seattle and San Francisco. Overall, the study says Juneau's cost of living is just shy of 28% above the national average. Holst says there's a lot of reasons things cost more in Juneau, like land availability and the cost to ship things here. For housing, he says one big factor that often gets overlooked is the demographic changes that are happening in Juneau.
Our aging population occupies a lot of housing. So when you look at Juneau's population over the last 10 years, basically our population is about the same as it was 10 years ago, but we have a lot more senior citizens.
He says as Juneau's population continues to age and stay in their homes, prices will keep increasing.
The changing demographics in Juneau are limiting the supply of housing. So the price of housing goes up as the supply is limited. And simply, we have not built enough housing to keep up with the demand.
Assemblymember Ella Atkinson says there's no one right way to fix the problem, or she would have already pursued it.
You know, I don't think there's one-size-fits-all option. I think that we just have to be doing, frankly, everything we can do.
Recently, the Assembly increased funding for a city loan program for purchasing mobile homes, and it continues to put money toward the city's Affordable Housing Fund, which gives money to developers to help get housing projects off the ground. Atkinson says that as a person in her 20s, she knows firsthand how the lack of housing affects young people in Juneau.
I do get it. I have so many friends who are in really tight spots, and it's a problem that I think every assembly member is aware of, but I'm acutely aware of. And it's not something that will happen quickly. I can't promise that next year, boom, it'll be affordable to live here.
But she says things are happening, and she has hope those efforts will soon start to pay off. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.